my paragimo Mishnah Beis Harotza Lachso Ale Yerek Lahakil Mimaso Lo Yashlich Achias. Somebody was traveling on the road and he had vegetables with him and he wants to cut off the leaves of the vegetables and to throw them down in order to lighten his load. He shouldn't throw them away until he takes off miser from them. As we're afraid that Amaris will pass by and want to eat those leaves that he threw down on the road, and he'll end up eating them without taking miser from them. And since these vegetables are yours, you are obligated to make sure that nobody ends up eating them without taking off miser, so therefore you should take off the miser before you throw them down. Somebody who's buying vegetables from the market, and the vegetables are tied up in bundles, and each bundle has a set price. Everybody knows exactly how much each bundle costs. The nimlach lahachzir. Lo yachzir ashi yachzir. She'eno mechusir elamin. Somebody who picks up one of the bundles, and he has in mind that he's going to buy that bundle of vegetables. The second he picks it up and does hasbah on the vegetables, he is kona that bundle. And that is the halacha. And since the price is known exactly how much each bundle costs, when he picks it up and does hasbah, he is kona it even before he gave the money. Since the only thing that is missing is a minyan, meaning to say the price is known, the only thing we have to know is how many bundles he is going to buy. So therefore, he is kona that bundle of vegetables. And if he has a change of heart and decides to put back the bundle of vegetables in the pile, he doesn't want to buy that bundle, he cannot put it back without taking miser from it first. As since he was kona it and it became his, he can't put it back without taking off miser. And maybe an Amaret will buy it and will eat it without taking off miser. And a person is obligated to ensure that food that he owns, no mixture, no stumbling block should come out of it. No Amaret should end up eating the food that he owns without taking off miser. So since he owned that bundle of vegetables, if he wants to put it back, he must take the miser from it first. Haya oimed v'lokeh v'ra toin achar yafa mimenu. Mutzu lahachzir mipnei shelo mashach. But somebody who is going through the bundle of vegetables to decide which one he wants to buy, he wants to see which bundle of vegetables look the nicest. So even though he might have picked up some of the bundles of vegetables, but he was only picking it up to look to see if it's a nice bundle. In such a case, even though he picked up one bundle and took a look at it and put it back because he saw a different bundle that looked nicer, he would not have to take off the miser from the bundle that he puts back since he didn't do meshicha, meaning he wasn't kona the bundle since he hadn't decided yet to buy it. And that which we said, when you pick up the bundle of vegetables, you are kona it since it has a set price. That's only if you picked it up with in mind that you're going to buy that bundle. But if you only picked it up to look at it to see if it's a nice bundle, he is not kona it. That's not considered a kenyan, and therefore he can put it back in the pile without taking off the misers from it. Sanat Maita Gimel Mishnah Gimel. A mighty Peros Bader. Nalan Larichla Venim Lach. Laatsneer. Lo Yatsneer Achi Asim. Somebody who finds fruit on the roof. He picked up the fruit and he had in mind that he wanted to eat the fruit. And he had a change of heart. He decided to put them back and to put them in a safe place so that somebody else will find them. He can't put them back until he takes the maestros from them. The reason being, as soon as he picked it up and he had a mind to eat them, he was kona it. It became his. So now that it became his, he is obligated to ensure that nobody eats fruit that is his without taking off miser. And if he puts them back without taking miser from it, maybe an Amaret will find it and eat it without taking miser. So therefore, he must take the miser before he puts them back. But if when he first took the fruit, he didn't have a mind to keep it for himself. He had in mind that he wanted to pick them up, to put them in a safer place so that somebody else will find them. In such a case, he is potter for taking off the maestros before he puts them in that safer place. As in this case, when he picked them up, he was not koneh, it did not become his, and he didn't have in mind to keep it for himself, so therefore he is not obligated to take the maestros from him. Anything that a person is not allowed to sell it while it's mine, without taking the maestros from it. For example, storekeepers, we said previously, they're not allowed to sell produce that is mine. They have to take off the maestros before they sell it. Just like they can't sell it while it's mine, so too they can't send it to their friend as a gift while it's mine. They would have to take off the mices before sending it to their friend, as opposed to somebody who is allowed to sell to mine, such as wholesalers, we said previously, they are allowed to sell their produce while it's to mine. The buyer would have to take off the mices from it. Just like they're allowed to sell it while it's to mine, so too they can send it as a gift while it's to mine. Rabbi Yosi Marta Bavadai Uvo Vachi Yodiena. Rabbi Yosi allows everybody to send to their friend Vadat produce that the mice definitely were not taken from it, as long as you let the person know that this produce is Vada, and that way the person will take off the maestros before eating it. As even somebody who's not allowed to send to his friend Demai would be allowed to send to his friend Vada, according to Rabbi Yosi. As Rabbi Yosi holds that if you're sending to your friend produce that definitely the maestro wasn't taken from it, you will not forget to let the person know that the produce is Vada. And that's why it's mutter to send him the Vada. As opposed to when you're sending your friend Demai, since Demai is more lenient than Vada, as Demai is produce which was bought for an Amaret, that it's possible that the maestros were already taken from it by the Amaret. So since it's lenient, you might forget to tell your friend that it's Demai. Therefore, certain people are not allowed to send to their friends Demai, even according to Rabbi